AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. It didn't take long for the Iraqis to respond to the criticism that they turned and ran in Ramadi, leaving a key city American soldiers died for to the Islamic State group. The criticism comes from Defense Secretary Ash Carter, who says the Iraqi forces showed no will to fight, though they had superior numbers. Now, an Iraqi lawmaker says the U.S. bears much of the blame for the fall of Ramadi because it didn't provide good equipment, weapons, and aerial support to the Iraqis. He says the U.S. military is now trying to blame somebody else for its own failures. Cleveland's mayor and police chief say peaceful protest is welcome, but they won't tolerate violence in the aftermath of a not guilty verdict in a white police officer's trial. Officer Michael Brelo was charged with shooting to death a black man and woman. Police Chief Calvin Williams says 71 people were arrested during the resulting protests, and a few people got violent in the downtown shopping area.
We had incidents of protesters actually pepper spraying patrons that were seated at restaurants in their patio areas or walking down the street. Officers again moved in and made arrests.
71 people arrested altogether. Fierce storms now flooding in Texas and Oklahoma has led to evacuations and rescues and the death of a firefighter in Claremont, Oklahoma, who was helping to save a stranded homeowner. The Storm Prediction Center's John Hart on the parts of Oklahoma that have been getting slammed.
Just south of the Oklahoma City metro area, Norman, Oklahoma, westward through Lawton, Oklahoma, and then also west on I-40 across western Oklahoma.
Nobel-winning mathematician John Nash, portrayed in the movie A Beautiful Mind, has been killed in a car crash in New Jersey, along with his wife, the word just coming in to us. This is AP Radio News. A historic Brooklyn cemetery called Greenwood is holding a special commemoration on this Memorial Day weekend. The cemetery is the resting place of thousands of Civil War veterans. Here's our Julie Walker.
Greenwood historian Jeff Richmond says they've spent the last 13 years identifying the graves of 5,000 Civil War veterans buried at the cemetery.
These people made tremendous sacrifices. Many of them paid with their lives for what they believed in.
15-year-old Ira Nawash Zamborski helped mark the graves with flags and lights for the commemoration.
I care for this country. I care for the people that died. And I just care for the community.
The Memorial Weekend event also marks the 150th anniversary of the Civil War. Julie Walker, New York.
The price of gas on this Memorial Day weekend is 92 cents less a gallon than it was last year at this time, says the AAA, $2.74 today. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.